Major developments today in the battle for Libya. Sky News captured the sound of gunfire and tanks in the streets of Zawiya. Rebel forces say they've taken complete control of the coastal city. It's about 30 miles from Tripoli, the country's capital, and the rebels' ultimate target. And fighting has reportedly broken out there. The moves could be key to the effort to overthrow the government of Muammar Gaddafi. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Novaro joins us from Zawiya. What do we know about what's happening in the capital?
What we know at the moment is that there are reports of heavy clashes in neighborhoods like Tijoura and Souk al-Juma. These are neighborhoods that originally rose up against Muammar Gaddafi, and then that rebellion was brutally crushed. We do know also from rebel sources that the apparent uprising or rebellion in Tripoli has begun. I am in the coastal city of Zawiya, which was cleared of Muammar Gaddafi's forces late yesterday evening. People have been celebrating all day today, and indeed that celebration has continued. There are people honking their horns, dancing in the streets on the news that potentially, the fight for Tripoli has indeed begun.
Do you have any sense of the state of Gaddafi's forces at this point?
What we've seen is that Gaddafi's forces have essentially crumbled in the face of the rebel advance. I was in the city of Garyan, which is to the south of Tripoli, up in the mountains. It was a city that had been heavily reinforced by Gaddafi, and the rebels were able to take it in a matter of hours. They were able to get into the central square, and it only took a few days to clear Gaddafi's forces from there. They said that Gaddafi's forces fled very quickly, leaving all sorts of ammunition, weapons, and even cars behind. Another sign at how weak Gaddafi's forces are at the moment.
How big a victory is this right now for rebel forces?
They've managed to take the city of Zawiya in a week. If you think this is a city of about 200,000 people, it's about 30 miles from the capital. It was a really important fight for Gaddafi to win, and it only took them a week, even though the fighting was brutal and bloody and difficult. That's not very long, and now they are making their way towards the capital. The plan was always for the capital to sort of rise up when the rebels got close, and so with the news that Zawiya has been taken, it was expected that the cells within Tripoli, which we know have been there and have been operating for quite some time, were going to sort of make their move.
In Tripoli, have Gaddafi's forces mounted much of a defense? What is that battle like?
We really don't know. I'm not in Tripoli. It's very difficult to know what exactly is happening there at the moment. We do know, of course, that Tripoli is Gaddafi's sort of readout. It's the place that he's most heavily reinforced. It's the place where many of his loyalists reside. So no matter what happens, there will be fighting there. There are people who are very heavily invested in the Gaddafi regime, and they know that when the rebels take over, which the rebels now feel is only a matter of time, they might face sort of retribution. However, the general feeling is the rebels will be able to take the city. How quickly is anyone's guess.
Is there any sense of where Gaddafi is right now?
We don't know where Gaddafi is. That's been, the big question. There's been rumors that he's going to Venezuela. There's been rumors that he might be going to South Africa. We simply don't know. I can tell you that here on the streets of Zawiya, there was a rumor that said he had already left, and people just started dancing and celebrating and chanting and saying that this was the happiest moment of their life. But, you know, we don't really have any confirmation of that. But it just goes to show you that people feel that victory is very, very close now. They're anticipating when the rebels will finally be able to say that they have the capital and that the hated Muammar Gaddafi, they say, will have left.
That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Novaro from Zawiya, Libya, where rebels have just taken control. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.